off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can see where flying can open up a whole new world of opportunities in business and recreation.
And getting to see the kids whenever we want to.
Oh, I should say. Besides, I like to fly.
And so do I.
Well, good. Then let's get back at it, huh?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom, rounding out the crew. All right, so you got your RV9, which is what Tom has. He might consider upgrading to a 10 because it's one better, and it's bigger, and, you know, the wifey has to be happy, and that's one way to do it. Give her what she wants. But I mentioned the Cessna 206 video. And then Dennis brought up this sling. That's a kit plane too. Is that right, Dennis? What is that
exactly
all about?
It's the Sling 4 was just featured in a video. If you watch Aviation 101 on YouTube with Josh Flowers, he just did a kind of a recap of him building his Sling 4. And he's been flying a Cessna 172 for many, many years. It's been, you know, featured in all of his videos. And he's been looking for, you know, a faster airplane to do more, you know, better cross-country performance, things like that. And so he was looking for a Mooney 201 specifically. And, you know, trying to find a good Mooney is tough. You know, there's a lot of them out there, but to get one equipped the way you want it for the price and whatnot takes a lot of looking. And in the process, he wound up, hearing about, or somebody was telling him, well, you should look at the Sling. And he hadn't initially considered it, but he took a test flight. And the more he looked into it, the more he kept coming back to it. And, you know, it's an amazing little airplane. The company that designs it's in South Africa. They have a builder assist facility in Torrance, California. And that's what he wound up doing. He built his plane, you know, in there with their jigs and their help, and put the whole thing together. And you have a 4-seat airplane with kind of gull wing, you know, window door things. They pop up. So it makes easy getting in and out. It's powered by a Rotax engine. So that gives you some benefits because you put the turbocharged Rotax. Now you've got a very efficient engine that also performs well at high altitude. So for going cross country, flying in, you know, the high 10 to 15, 20,000 feet, that thing's going to just sip fuel and go fast.
Well, how does it compare to like the RV10? You figure, because
roughly the same cost and about the same payload, but it's doing it on a 4-cylinder Rotax engine instead of a 6-cylinder, you know, Lycanosaur. So you've got an advanced electronic engine that can run unleaded auto fuel if you want.
Just future proof, or
a lot more so. And it's still experimental. So do you want Garmin avionics? Do you want Avidyne? Do you want to put in Dynon or MGL? You know, you get to choose how you want to set the panel up and do what you want. It gives you a lot more flexibility in that respect.
Yeah. What about that, Tom? Would you ever consider flipping from an RV to something like a Sling? Or are you kind of in the RV family just because that's what you're used to now that you've had your RV 9 for a while?
No, I'm pretty flexible. The RV 10, I've looked at years ago, and then I ended up, when I got the Force, I went to Velocity. But now, since I've changed the flavor a little bit, I'd go with the Sling, especially the, I believe it's the TSI. It's a more aerodynamically cleaner. It's a faster, more efficient airplane. And plus with a turbocharged Rotax, I think maybe Dennis can refresh my memory. Didn't they have one for Sun and Fun like 2 years ago, make it all the way from the West Coast, California, all the way to Florida with just a non-stop over?
Yep. That's exactly, I was going to make that point, that thing has the legs. If you can go high and be on oxygen, it sips fuel that it can literally fly from the West Coast to Florida nonstop.
My,
that's crazy.
What kind of fuel burn are we talking about then with something like that?
Probably around 4 to 5 gallons an hour at that altitude.
On unleaded even.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That would be quite a bargain, wouldn't it? But that's bigger than your Mooney 201 as well. So are you thinking like maybe?
No, it's the same size. It's a 4-seat.
Well, but it's
roughly the same payload.
But it has the pop-up canopy type of thing?
Yeah, the windows flip up to get in and out of it instead of a door that swings open to the side.
Yeah.
You know, which is Simple. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, they got anything a little bit bigger?
That's it.
That's the only one.
The only thing bigger would be if we wanted to go look at something like a Comp Air, which we actually saw them at, I think it was Oshkosh last year. We looked at that. You and I were sitting inside the back of that airplane.
Yeah.
It's a 6-seat composite home built. It kind of looks like somebody took a Cessna Caravan and took it through a car wash and let it sit outside. Huh. It shrunk a little.
Okay.
But you can get that thing with a turbine up front.
Mm.
And they're made in Florida.
Okay.
So we could get that. It's not far away from you.
All right.
And how much, go to Titusville, I think, is where they're based out of. So
well, how much are we talking for a kit like that, you figure?
Dennis? The piston one, you can probably build it for about the same cost. But if you want the turbine, you're getting closer to that seventh figure.
Mm. Well, yeah. And the trade-offs.
But it's a turbine.
Yeah. Well, what would be the trade-off if you did the turbine? What would advantage speed? And
a
power?
Lot more speed,
yeah.
More payload.
Uh-huh.
Still the same 6 seats, but it can haul a lot more weight.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. What about fuel burn on something like that, though? Aren't those
a lot more?
Yeah, that's
a lot
what I was going to say.
But you're burning Jet A, and it smells better, and you don't get the lead.
Okay.
And you can go up higher, quicker.
All right. So it's a trade-off. It depends on how far you're going, I guess.
Yeah.
And
what's your mission?
The numbers work.
That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. I mean,
not a smell of Jet A fuel in the morning.
Uh-huh. There.
It smells like freedom.
Does that entice you too, RV Tom, or not so much?
Yeah. If I was still working full-time in airlines, I could be enticed, but with the retirement, no, I'm not enticed anymore.
Yeah. But the sling might be a palatable option for you. Yeah.
Thing is, there are a lot of RV-10s out there. Matter of fact, let me put a plug in. If anybody, if any listeners that has an RV-10 and they want to downsize to RV-9.
Yeah, trade.
Yeah, well, not even trade. I'll put some cash in. But if somebody wants to downsize, well, let Dennis or me or somebody know on the radio here. I can come a calling.
Yeah, because if he gets an RV-10, that means he's 2 extra seats in his aircraft for Dennis and I.
And then, Greg, there'd be an RV-9 available that you could finish your private pilot license in.
Absolutely.
What, you mean if I bought it?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay, who was I kidding?
Wait, you think pigs fly now? Come on now.
Well,
they don't.
I have seen you in a cockpit.
And there was
a lot of crumbs on the carpet later.
Yeah, well, okay. But there's probably a better chance of pigs flying at the rate I'm going at this point. But that's a whole nother story.
We keep trying. We keep telling you we've got access to airplanes.
I just
need to make it a priority.
Yes, I do. But I like the thoughts of this, especially when you're talking about getting bigger and more carrying capacity. That's all we need, Dennis. You know, a little bit more space, make a little more luxurious travel, and then we'll do more runs, right? That's how it works. It's all about my comfort, not necessarily you.
Oh, I know. You want how much dive gear can you put in the back?
Yes. And give me a little more headroom, place to stretch out a little bit more, you know, that kind of stuff. That's what the missus is looking at for your RV-10. She just wants a slightly bigger aircraft or be able to carry more type stuff or what? There, Tom.
Well, you know, with the RV-9, I mean, when I put the missus in there, don't even have a room barely for an overnight bag in the back here. So if we get an RV-10, you got 2 seats in the back. She could put her travel pro in there from work in there, and we could head down to the islands or down to the Keys and still be able to carry just a little bit of cargo with us.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. That does indeed. I mean, yeah, Deb and Smokey, they got, what is their RV? Is that a 9 too?
They're an RV-8.
An 8. So an 8 is bigger or smaller?
Same. Roughly the same size.
But the 9's one better, and then the 10's one better still?
Well, the 8's a tandem seat, though.
Yeah, 8's your seat in front and back.
Ah, okay. All right.
Or maybe it's an RV-7 tail. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track.
It's an RV-something. But at least they got their numbers progressively getting somewhere else, I guess. I don't know the system, but that's fine. We're going to talk for flight next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.